What's it all about, WikiLeaks?
This disclosure is about the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
Who can't handle the truth?
There is now a wealth of information potentially in the public domain for our enemies to mine, exploit, use against us, and put our troops in further danger.
One Pentagon spokesman complains about WikiLeaks' classified information superhighway.
While one human rights advocate says the whole story of the Iraq War has yet to be told.
The victims of this war, their families, and the publics whose taxes funded this war deserve better than this. There is a public right to know.
WikiLeaks, freedom of information, and the brutal mosaic of the Iraq War.
Is the picture more focused or less?
Point and shoot, autofocus in the age of WikiLeaks. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, October 25th, the last Monday before Halloween.
That's right. Yes,
we'll be taking our costumes off a week from now, but we're going to be talking about WikiLeaks coming right up, and the situation in Iraq, is it distorted or more clear as a result of all those leaks, all those documents?
I don't think you can have a picture of a war that's not distorted in many ways.
Question is, has WikiLeaks helped or hurt? That's for sure.
We're going to be asking that for decades. Let's get right to the morning's news. The outbreak of cholera in Haiti continues to spread. Health officials now report more than 3,000 cases and more than 250 people dead, mostly in a rural central region.
The Red Cross has sent people into that area, experts in things like water and sanitation, because cholera is passed through contaminated food and water. There's a real concern about getting clean water to people.
But American Red Cross spokeswoman Julie Sell says the nightmare scenario is an outbreak in the refugee camps in Port-au-Prince, where more than a million people still live after January's earthquake. That may already be happening, though. There's 5 confirmed cases reported in the city so far. Sarah Jacobs is a charity worker on the scene.
There are still hundreds of thousands of people living in extremely bad conditions in the capital. And the key thing now is to prevent that disease from spreading.
Many Haitians say they know they're not supposed to drink untreated water, but that's all they have.
Britain's deputy prime minister is calling for an investigation into the latest disclosure from WikiLeaks. Over the weekend, the website published almost 400,000 U.S. military logs, mainly written by soldiers on the ground in Iraq, who describe prisoners being abused by Iraqi forces and a higher death toll from sectarian violence. We'll have more on this story later.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai says once or twice a year, Iran gives his office almost $1 million in cash for official presidential expenses.
Like staplers and paper clips?
I don't know. Yeah, His comments that morning come in response to a New York Times report that Iran was giving cash to Karzai's chief of staff to buy his loyalty. Karzai says the United States has known about the Iranian assistance for years and, in fact, said they give their own, quote-unquote, bags of money.
Yeah, Karzai says that he gets bags of money from lots of people, including the United States. This morning, an Associated Press poll finds a third of Americans say they haven't decided who they are going to vote for in next week's election. And with just 8 days left, most polls show Republicans taking control of the House but falling short in the Senate. If that holds, it would be the first time in 80 years the House has changed hands without the Senate following suit. But with a third of the voters undecided, that's a huge swing possibility there. Asian markets mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street this morning. The Dow will get underway at 11,132. The S&P opens at 1,183, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,479. This morning, we're going to be following that cholera outbreak in mostly rural Haiti and what would happen if a major outbreak reaches the capital of Port-au-Prince, where there are refugees still from the January earthquake. That's in about a half hour.
But first, we dive into the 400,000 pages of documents that was released by the website WikiLeaks. Specifically, we'll talk about what they say about the U.S.'s actions in the Iraq War. Not just torture by Iraqi soldiers, not just what we know and what we didn't, but what we did. That's in a moment.